This is Sugyos and Halacha, Rishuyos Shabbos, Episode 2. Today we're going to have a brief overview on Erev Chatzeres and Shituf Mevayis. What is that? So we already talked about the four Rishuyos that are Negea Behelcha Shabbos. One is a Shusayachid, the second Shusarabim, the third one is a Karmelis, and the fourth one is a Makam Petur. Today we're going to talk about the next Gzera, the Gzera of the Rabbanon that are relevant to Erev Chatzeres and Shituf Mevayis. Chazal or Gezer, another Gzera aside from the din of Karmelis. And that Gzera is that a person cannot be Meitzi Chafetim from his own house to a Chatzer that belongs to someone else or is shared with someone else. In addition to that, the Aser that you're not allowed to be Meitzi Chafetim from your own house to a house that is Shaykh to someone else. I mean, just to review, there are two additional gzeres, the Chazal or Geyser. One is you cannot be Meitzi a Chafetz from your house to someone else's Chatzar or to a Chatzar that you are a Shutif in together with other people. In addition to that, you're not allowed to be Meitzi Chafetz from your own house to a house that it belongs to someone else. Even though the Mitzad HaDin, there is no Isser, because you're being meitzi from your house, which is a Rishus Hayachid, to a Chatzar, which is a Rishus Hayachid, at the end of the day, Chazal asered it. However, Chazal said that there's a way to be matter this Isser. How do you do that? Through an Erev. What does an Erev mean? An Erev means that you take pass from every single one of the neighbors, and you put it inside one of the houses in this Chatzar, and through this method, it's as if they all live inside that house, and Mamela, it's not considered that we might see from one person's rishus to another person's rishus. Rather, it is one big rishus because they have this shituf, they have this partnership. In addition to that, another etz you could do is very similar. You could take the pas and muzaka for every single person in the chatzar, and you could put it in the bias in the chatzar, meaning you have two methods. If you want to be able to transfer from one house to another, you become a shituf in that person's bias. And if you want to be able to transfer from the chatzar to the bias, you could do a shituf for everyone in that chatzar and put that shituf, that pas, inside one of the houses in the chatzar. Now, this takana is referred to as Eruv Chatzeres. Very similar to this, Chazal instituted that you could, just like with Starif, people that are part of one chatzar, you can be mitzaref people that belong to different chatzeres that open into one mavoi. In addition to that, this could apply to many people that live in one city. So how do you do that in one city? This is what's known as a typical Erev. Is number one is you have to make sure that the whole area is surrounded by mechitzas or turis ha-pesach, which could have a status of a mechitza, in order to make it, number one, or shus hayachid. Number two, step two, is you have to take pass for everybody that lives inside the area that's surrounded, and you make erev chatzeres or shituf mevayis. These two tikkunim, number one, to make put up the mechitzas, number two, to be mezak in the pass, is known as an erev, of course, going to be many, many dinim, which we're going to talk about further. So just to review very quickly, Chazal said that it's asur to transfer from one Rishus HaYachid to a different Rishus HaYachid that belongs to a different person. In addition to that, they asured transferring from your bias into a chatzar that's shared by many owners. But they said that the way you could take care of it is if you take pass, they become partners, and that is as if they're all together. They have one Rishus, and therefore that's how Erev Chatzeres works. In addition to that, if there is a big city, what you're able to do is, number one, put up the mechitzas, number two, to go ahead and mezakah the pass together with everyone else. Have an amazing day.